he broken this ceasefire. He killed our people, and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
We'll be talking about that. They'll all be involved, but there'll be a lot of... There'll be a lot of help. When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved. You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. Playing
cards. But right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards.
I'm serious, Mr. President.
You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You think
you're gambling with World War III.
What are you thinking
about? You're gambling
about?
With World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm
that's
with
back
all
to
respect
you,
to your
far
country.
More than a lot of people said they respect. Should have.
Have you said thank you once?
And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank
Please.
You for invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you.
If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire. What they think?
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
That
what
wasn't with me.
Means.
But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight. I wish they could stop. I'd like them to stop. But strategically, that could be a disadvantage for one side or the other. But all of these deals I made without even the mention of the words ceasefire. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen,
don't, please,
you're running
Mr.
low
Brad.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this.
So we need to stop this war, to stop Russia, and we need support, American and European partners. And we will do our best for this. So, and I think we show that we are strong people, and we supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good. Thank you.
Why don't you wear a suit?
Why?
Sorry. You're the highest level in this country's office, and you refuse to wear a suit. Just want to see you own a suit?
Yeah, I have problems.
A lot of Americans have problems with you not
really?
Respecting
I don't have such.
I
will wear a costume after this war will finish.
Okay.
Yes, maybe.
Well, maybe something,
maybe
like,
something
this,
like yours,
yes.
Yes. Maybe something better, I don't know. We will see. Maybe something cheaper than, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. President
Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, you look good.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, looks good.
I said someone that attacked you last time.
Yeah.
See, now he's
I remember that.
Yeah, I apologize to you. Look, you look wonderful. No, my first question for you, President Zelensky.
In the same suit. You see, I changed you.
Maybe yours is much better.
Well, we're going to work with Ukraine. We're going to work with everybody, and we're going to make sure that if there's peace, the peace is going to stay long term. This is very long term. We're not talking about a 2-year peace, and then we end up in this mess again. We're going to make sure that everything's good. We'll work with Russia. We're going to work with Ukraine, and we're going to make sure it works. And I think if we can get to peace, it's going to work. I have no doubt about it. You're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing. All right. I think we've seen enough. What do you think? Huh? This is going to be great television, I will say that.